let's take a quick look at each of these issues, starting with Florida's potential expanded participation in the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that would be a major change, and it would be a major stimulus to the Florida economy. There's $51 billion of federal money at stake over a 10-year period. That's $5 billion a year, enough to support over 25,000 direct health care jobs and 50,000 jobs in total. So just as an economic development tool, it would be the biggest program in this state. The state could expand its Medicaid program either directly or it could establish its own insurance program, which is where the legislature was going last year. There'd be an improvement in health care, certainly, if we stepped in that direction, and there'd be less use of expensive emergency care rooms, so there would be lots of benefits beyond the economic development.
Moving on to the casino gambling issue, what kinds of changes to existing laws are being assessed there?
Well, there's a number of things. Florida's fundamental regulatory structure is antiquated. It's based on parimutuels. We really need to modernize that, and there is a proposal to establish a new gaming commission, which I think would be a good thing. Most likely what we're going to see is reenactment of the pact with the Seminoles. It expires in 2015. Under that pact, the Seminoles were given certain rights to provide gambling facilities, and they got the exclusive right to do that outside of Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And in return, they provide a substantial amount of revenue to the state. I think the legislature will reenact that pact, and I also think the legislature will allow for new full-scale gaming casinos in Miami-Dade County and in Broward County.
Raising the minimum wage has become a very hot topic nationally and for Florida. What's the overview on this situation?
It is a very hot topic, and there's a lot of disagreement amongst the economic profession. Basically, Florida's minimum wage tends to track the national minimum wage. Right now, the minimum wage in Florida is $7.79. The most recent studies tell us this. Modest increases in the minimum wage will have no real impact on jobs. And we see that in states that have raised the minimum wage, and right along their borders, states that haven't raised their minimum wage, what has been the effect? Has there been a lot of cross-border movement? And there really is no evidence that it would do that as long as the increases are modest. Large increases would cause a substitution of capital for labor and technology for labor, and therefore would reduce job growth. But we're having that anyway. We're having that continual structural change regardless. But modest increases certainly would be beneficial and are warranted, given that we haven't raised the minimum wage in the country or in the state for many years. Certainly, cost of living have gone up. So if for no other reason, simply to create the same amount of spending power, a modest increase would do the state some good. And given how strong the economy is, those firms that would bear the brunt, much of our trade and service sectors, would be able to pass those costs along in this strong economy.
The next issue that you mentioned was regulation to protect our springs, which we've discussed before, and you've said there's more to that proposal than may be apparent at first. Tell us more.
Right. In order to protect the springs, we have to reduce pumping of the Floridan aquifer to keep the water pressure up so the springs can have their water. It would also protect our surface waters. And so the combination of those things have consequences, positive environmental consequences, but it would make the cost of water go up because the source of most potable water in Florida is the Floridan aquifer. So if we cause a cap to be in place to protect the springs and the surface waters, in essence, what we're going to do then is require our utilities to go for more expensive water sources, and everybody will pay more for their water.
Last but certainly not least, let's take a look at the additional $1.5 billion. In state revenue.
That's a big number. The governor proposes to use most of the money to cut taxes and to increase reserves. Neither of these things really contribute to our economy, and I don't think either of them are warranted. We have a substantial amount of state reserves, and we've made a number of tax cuts. Florida is a relatively low tax state, and the kinds of tax cuts the governor is proposing are those that will have very little economic benefit directly for the whole economy, in my opinion. I think we would be much better off to make investments in infrastructure and education that would stimulate our economy in the short run and position us to compete better in the long run. And a recent Pew study supports my contention and many economists' contention that so far this recovery in Florida has been very mediocre. And so a stimulus would be appropriate. And so if we spent some of this increased state revenue, $1.5 billion, to stimulate the economy, to invest in infrastructure, to invest in human capital, we would do a lot more for our economy than simply to take that money and put it into the bank and the reserves.